day in the life of an adept is 50,000 of the years of the world. Intellects are excluded from this mystery. If the heart of imagination burst, let it burst.
Ah, this was what? Has nothing to do with the story. This is Rumi exactly telling you what it is, that this secret I'm talking about, your brain cannot understand. This is something you could only feel, not to understand. Yes?
In the sight of love, fear is not a single hair. In the law of love, all things are as a sacrifice.
Ah, okay. In the sight of love, fear, what is fear? What is fear? Fear is the permanent feeling of a living creature. Fear of death. It starts with that. And it's always that. The animals, they have the fear. We talk about mu'min. Means the believer who feels safe here doesn't have the fear. How? Aha. This is the subject. Here, look at it. I'm talking about the fear, which is the main stuff of a burden. You can forget about that. Yes.
Love is an attribute of God, but fear is an attribute of the servant who is afflicted by lust and gluttony.
Huh? Love is an adjective for haq, period. That, the adjective for that is love. Fear? Ha ha ha! Let me talk about this fear. This fear is killing everyone. All the animals are being killed with this because everybody is occupied with sex and food. That fear of losing this, losing that, always thinking about that is the normal stuff, right? We are talking about the people who have the other feeling. They are in love with Haq, period. Yes, let's see what is the difference.
Since you have read in the Quran, they love him, joined in a certain place with he loves them. Know then that love, and excessive love too, is an attribute of God. Fear is not an attribute of God, O honored sir. What relation exists between the attributes of God and those of a handful of earths? What relation exists between the attributes of him who is originated in time and those of the Holy One?
Ah, okay, here, difference. He will turn around this coin for you to understand that one side of it is the logic, is the explanation of the shortcoming, not having, trying to do this, trying to do that, mistakes, all of that. The other feeling I'm talking about is love. And this is completely different. Why? First of all, because the subject is different. The subject of love is not me, you, and this and that. It's how. That one, right? And let's go to Quran. Or Bible, or all the holy books. What do you find in them? They talk about the kindness of the God, because kindness is His. We cannot be kind, because we always need something and ask for something and want to have something. He is the giver. He doesn't need anything. So He is the good part. He is the source of positive. Yes.
If I should continue to describe love, 100 resurrections would pass.
Means what? Listen carefully. If I go on and talk about this and so on forever, it doesn't finish because it's not explainable. Remember that. I'm not explaining love to you. I'm trying to give you a little bit feeling about it. These are not the explanation of it, because it's not explainable. Yes.
If I should continue to describe life, 100 resurrections would pass, and it incomplete.
Even for that resurrection, they will give you a date. I don't know, 120,000 years, blah, 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 blah. I say, okay, quantity is even over there. But could you give me a quantity about God? This is the problem. You have to understand, when we talk about God, we are not talking about two person. We are talking about me, an animal, and hap. Yes.
So there is a limit to the date of the resurrection. But what limit can there be where the divine attributes are? Love hath 500 wings, and every wing from above the Empyrean to beneath the earth. The timorous ascetic runs on foot. The lovers fly more quickly than the lightning and the wind. How should those fearful ones overtake love? For love's passion makes the heaven its carpet. Unless perchance the favors of the light come and say, become free from the world and from this wayfaring.
Yeah. Listen. Nobody could even follow the love. Because love is something which comes from the sky. You will not understand love except it happens. And for that happening, there is no rule. It could happen. Yes. Yep.
Escape from thine own kush and dush, for the royal falcon has found the way to the king. This kush and dush is necessity and free will. The pull of the beloved transcends these two.
Okay, kush and dush are two silly words, half a word or something like that. But when you put them back to back and say, this is kush and dush, means this is talking, this is blah, 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 things like that. Here you will say, this blah, blah of you is nonsense. But that magic will change it. This blah, blah of you, we talked about it. Do you remember? Go back book one. We talked about all the nonsense that you have in your brain about, am I forced to do this? Or am I free to choose and do this? Do you remember? We talked about it. You talk about being forced to do all the wrong thing you do, and you don't have the choice to be the good one. These are the nonsenses you bring in. We talked about this jabra and ikhtiyar. We said what? We said both of them are here. They're two sides of the coin, and that's what it is. So what? Should we give the control of the universe to you to have a control of nonsense you're doing? This is what it is. Here you say, you remember that, blah, 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 you're talking about philosophy, that am I forced to do this or what? What is my fault because this is the DNA I received, I cannot... All those nonsenses, you say, put aside all these nonsenses because I'm not talking about you being free or having the choice. I'm talking the attraction that comes from there, not you. You are not the subject here. The attraction, this pulling comes from heart. That's what takes my heart, period. And I don't know why and how. Yes. Now she arrived at home.
When the wife arrived home, she opened the door. The sound of the door fell on their ears. The maid jumped up in consternation and disorder. The man jumped up and began to say his prayers. The wife saw that the maid was disheveled and confused and excited and witless and unmanageable. She saw her husband standing up in the ritual prayer. The wife was made suspicious by that agitation. Without hesitation, she lifted up her husband's shirt tail and saw his member and testicles wet with semen.
Oh, but why didn't you read this silly stuff which is here? Which is pericoli nulla razione abita mariti in Sinai. This is the culture of the time of this translation. It is difficult to put it in Latin because we understand it and nobody will get it. Yes, and in Persian it's so simple and so open that, and you don't need the words. Listen to the story. She comes in. They jump out. Okay. The lady is trying to look normal and blah, blah, blah. And the man is praying. The lady will go and will take off. Means what? Normally, that will never happen, that the lady will go and take off the skirt. But here, he took off that and he saw all the stuff. Yes.
Would you like me to read the Latin?
Tell me.
Should I read the Latin or the translation?
No, the translation, Latin. I don't know why the Latin is here.
Okay.
Because Latin has nothing to do with Rumi.
Yes.
This Latin stuff comes from the Europeans.
Proper translation.
I don't know. The culture. Well, yes.
This is fairly graphic stuff. Remnants of sperm were dripping from his...
Yeah, legs. I see this because I read the Persian. I read it in English. So, you should read it in English. Go on.
The translation we have?
Yeah.
Okay. Remnants of sperm were dripping from his member. His thighs and knees were soiled and defiled. And then, what's the next one? She slapped him on the head and said, "O exalted one, are these the testicles of a man of prayer? This member, this thigh and groin full of filth, are worthy of remembrance and supplication?" We got another one. What's that doing on another one?
Yeah, that's a critical.
Okay. Deal equitably. Is a scroll full of injustice and wickedness and unbelief and enmity fit in the right hand?
Very silly, in a very difficult way written. Now let me explain. Okay. The woman comes in. The story is not for wrongdoing of that woman or wrongdoing of the husband. The story is about something else. Don't think pornographic here. The lady will come in, he's pretending that I'm praying, she's pretending that I'm working. She will pray and say, "Look at your penis, you son of a gun. Is this the element of prayer? Are you praying to God with this?" For Rumi, all of this to go to the other one, that letter, which is full of wrongdoing, you want it to come in your right hand? Is it possible? Is it worthy? Because in your right hand you should have something worthy. That letter is not